So I wanted to take some time and just go through EFT step by step. And the first step is explaining what it is exactly. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and it also goes by the name of tapping. It's really just a self-help tool that's safe, it's simple, it's fast, it's effective, it's a little strange at first, it's easy to learn, and it's a perfect complement to coaching. Plus, depending on your personality and the issue, it's the only technique I know of that encourages swearing. Now, they don't encourage swearing. I encourage swearing because we really are tapping on what the emotions are that you're feeling in the very moment. So EFT involves gently tapping on acupressure points. Some people call it emotional acupressure. And you can take a look at the tip sheet that I've provided on this page. And while you're tapping on those acupressure points, you're focusing on a particular emotion, a physical sensation, or an event or a memory. And it's best known through Gary Craig. He's a Stanford engineer, and he is the publisher of the EFT Handbook, which was published in the 90s. And it's a shortened form of thought field therapy, or TFT. And it's based on the energy meridians of acupuncture. And like I said, he developed it as a self-help tool. So why exactly does it work? Well, when we experience a trauma or something that triggers a negative emotion, we create neural pathways in our brains that support re-triggering of that emotion. EFT works by interrupting that feedback loop and eliminating it. In typical talk therapy, you can gain insight into your limiting beliefs and fears, but it usually doesn't give you the ability to overcome them. For example, just because intellectually you know you're not going to die if you give a presentation, it still doesn't prevent your body from going into a full-blown panic if this fear is a trigger for you. And EFT has been scientifically proven to be able to break this response. Now, there is actual science behind it, and you can go to EFT Universe and you can see the research studies that were done there. And also, I believe Gary Craig has some on his site for emo free. But at this point, there's about 100 studies, I believe. I think there's even more than that now. I know on emofree.com, Gary Craig talks at least 100, but I think that there's more than that now. So let me get back to what I was saying. So EFT has been scientifically proven to be able to break this response. It's safe, it's simple to learn, it's effective. And just remember, though, that in order to break the response, you need to tap and talk. You can't just talk. That's talk therapy. You need to tap and talk. It just doesn't have the same effect if you're only talking. So the tips I'm going to be giving you here are based on the principles of clinical EFT, which is the only method whose results have been actually measured and proven. So don't be concerned about whether or not you're doing it right or if you're using the correct phrasing. The only thing that can happen is that your tapping session may not be as effective. So when you tap on something that's really bothering you, you'll get results. The biggest obstacle always when it comes to tapping is to remember to tap, because even I forget to tap at times, so it's always important to just remember to tap. Okay, so let's go on to the tapping points.